Unit 7, Poems. A. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Keep quiet, please. The students are having a lesson.
2. Mr. Black is sitting in a sofa and reading a book.
3. I like to watch TV programs which are about sports.
4. Although the doll is expensive, it is Mary's favorite toy.
5. Can you tell me the meaning of the poem? 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Linda, what did you do on Thursday afternoon?
Well, I had a piano lesson. What about you, Michael?
I played badminton with my classmates.
Question: What did Michael do on Thursday afternoon?
2. Alice, can you go to the cinema with me now?
I'm sorry, I can't, Sam. I have to go to see the doctor.
What's the matter with you?
I cough a lot these days.
Question: Why can't Alice go to the cinema with Sam now? 3. Have you heard the news?
What happened?
There was a terrible car accident last night.
Oh dear. Where was it?
On Nanjing Road.
Question: What's the news about?
4. Hello. May I speak to Tom?
Sorry, Tom isn't in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Thanks, Anne. This is Bill calling. Please tell him to see me tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
Question: Who will take the message? 5. Where are you going this summer, Lucy?
I'm going to London.
When are you going to leave?
I'm leaving on December the 5th and coming back on December the 13th.
Question: How long will Lucy stay in London? 6. Julia, are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am.
But it's 10:30 now. The last bus left 5 minutes ago.
Oh, dear. What shall I do?
I can take you home in my car.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? 7. Excuse me, could I borrow your CD player tomorrow?
Sorry. The room is too noisy. Could you speak louder, please?
Question: What does the man mean?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Jim Green is a 15-year-old English schoolboy. His sister Kale is 14. At present, Jim and Kate are at a school in Sydney, one of the biggest cities in Australia. They have been there for 2 years. They like the school, but they know that soon they will leave and return to England with their parents. Jim and Kate have also been to schools in America, France, Japan, and China. This is because their father, Mr. Green, works for a very big international company. The company has sent him to work in many different countries. His family always goes with him. The Greens are a happy family and love seeing the world. Jim and Kate have learned to speak French, Japanese, and a little Chinese. The two children have friends all over the world, but they are glad that they are going to return to England. Recently, The children told their parents, "We want to stay in England. We don't want to move again." Their father agreed, and he asked his company to keep him in England. Jim and Kate are very happy about this. Jim Green is a 15-year-old English schoolboy. His sister, Kale, is 14. At present, Jim and Kate are at a school in Sydney, one of the biggest cities in Australia. They have been there for 2 years. They like the school, but they know that soon they will leave and return to England with their parents. Jim and Kate have also been to schools in America, France, Japan, and China. This is because their father, Mr. Green, works for a very big international company. The company has sent him to work in many different countries. His family always goes with him. The Greens are a happy family and love seeing the world. Jim and Kate have learned to speak French, Japanese, and a little Chinese. The two children have friends all over the world, but they are glad that they are going to return to England. Recently, the children told their parents, "We want to stay in England. We don't want to move again." Their father agreed, and he asked his company to keep him in England. Jim and Kate are very happy about this. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。For many young people, becoming a professional sportsman might seem like a dream job. If you become a professional sportsman, you'll be able to make a living by doing something you love. If you become famous, people all over the world will know you. Many sportsmen give money to schools and charities and do a lot of work to help people. This is a great chance that many people do not have. However, professional sportsmen can also have many problems. If you are famous, people watch you all the time and follow you everywhere. This can make life difficult. If you play sports for a living, your job will sometimes be very dangerous. Many professional sportsmen get injured. And if you become rich, you'll have a difficult time knowing who your real friends are. In fact, many famous people complain that they are not happy. They say they were happier before they became rich and famous. For many young people, becoming a professional sportsman might seem like a dream job. If you become a professional sportsman, you'll be able to make a living by doing something you love. If you become famous, people all over the world will know you. Many sportsmen give money to schools and charities and do a lot of work to help people. This is a great chance that many people do not have. However, professional sportsmen can also have many problems. If you are famous, people watch you all the time and follow you everywhere. This can make life difficult. If you play sports for a living, your job will sometimes be very dangerous. Many professional sportsmen get injured. And if you become rich, you'll have a difficult time knowing who your real friends are. In fact, many famous people complain that they are not happy. They say they were happier before they became rich and famous.